Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster. Joining me today is Pat Hamilton.
Hello there.
And John Ramos.
Hello.
We're going to give a big shout out to our Christian Television Network audience around the nation and the world and on the Gulf Coast. Don't forget, Monday through Friday now, 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. Just joining you at the end of your day, helping you hopefully get a perspective. Okay, yeah, we do look at the news, but we also look at the word, the light. It's like, what does God have to say about this? Mm-hmm. And so we're just glad to be able to join you in your living rooms. And all of our VFN radio audience, our listeners around the nation and around the world. Don't forget, you can catch us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at VFNTV.com. There's many different formats. Mm-hmm. That's kind of today's, you know, ability to everybody likes to get it how you want it.
How you want it.
That's right.
And that's we have it for you.
and truly, this is a network that God is building based off your prayers and your support and love gifts. And so we thank you for our sponsors that are standing with us and our partners every single month. Mm-hmm. And you believe in standing up for God. You know, for so long, you know, we just yelled at our televisions and thought we lost our minds and just quit watching the news.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
That was just a survival technique. But now you're doing something about it. You're doing something about it. And I got a chance to see a friend of mine, not seen in a while. And I remember a couple years ago, we were just like, this is terrible. And I said, we got to do something about it. And he's like, yeah. And I asked him, I said, what are you doing? And he says, well, you know, and I said, I believed you. And he said, well, maybe it's because of what we were saying is what started it. And so hopefully we'll be seeing him really soon, as a matter of fact, on VFN TV. Cool. Well, my goodness, have you heard about the earthquakes taking place in Yellowstone? There's like earthquake after earthquake. We'll be talking about that on today's program. But it's reportedly the largest volcano in the world.
The world.
If it was to erupt based on CBN news, it would cover the entire nation of America with ash.
Wow. Really?
Yes. Isn't that something?
Interesting.
Well, that's exciting.
And,
sounds like signs of the end of the age. Huh?
Yeah. Yes. As a matter of fact, we'll be hopefully talking about that as well today. But if you missed it on an earlier program that we had, and you could see this at VFNTV.com, you can go to VFNTV.com and notice it says programs on the menu. When you hover over that, it drops down and gives you two options. You can either listen to the radio and the different segments and highlights, or you can actually watch the VFNTV past TV programs to be able to catch up. And one of them you can see watching the buffalo run out of Yellowstone.
Oh, yeah.
They were running. They're all leaving. They were like packing in like suitcases and stuff and catching the greyhound. No, really, they were running up the road. They were leaving it. And it's like animals sense this kind of thing in this earthquake. So we'll be talking more about that. But understand, you know, we're in an environment today that, you know, everything that's been fed to us makes us want to think, oh, this is not real.
Right.
And this is kind of, you know, this is surreal. And it's like, yeah, but your leg fell off. So this is not surreal. It's real. Pick your leg up. Let's go get it sewn back on. And it's like, it's amazing. It's like, we can't, you know, when you think about it, there's different people, how we react to tragedy. And the biggest reaction most people have to tragedy is they just don't even acknowledge it. They don't talk about it. They just go to work the next day. Hmm. I remember when 9/11 hit and I was watching people, you know, as we're like jaws hanging down, staring at our televisions, wondering, oh my goodness. There was somebody else out selling insurance.
That's right. Right.
It's like, do you think you could stop selling insurance? Remember that we were talking like, hello, machine, slow down, stop.
Stop it.
But when you study how people handle things, that's certain people's way of coping with things. But understand, if that is your way of coping with it, it's not a good way. So you need to begin to discover new ways of coping. And one way is to get hope. And you can do that by listening or watching a VFN TV in the Daily Radio program, and just beginning to encourage yourself. Sign up for The Torch. You know, once a week, get some hope in your email, and you can do that by going to VFNTV.com, upper right-hand corner, and sign up. Or you can even text the letters V as in Victor, VFNTV, to the numbers 22828. That's VFNTV to 22828. This is important. I mean, how many people are actually telling us the news? I mean, we're every single day. Yeah. I remember when we were talking to Christian Television Network, and you know how long we've been going along, and every day, and so they're looking at us, you know, and one particular person said, "This is every day." We didn't think about it till now. Now you've always like, oh my goodness. And that's important, because every day you need to hear a fresh word. You don't need to hear something that's from 10 years ago because somebody wanted to promote something. Right. You want to know what does this cloud over my house mean right now, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so we're doing our best, and God is speaking. We got some great interviews and things taking place. I want you to also remember, you know, Sergeant Andrew in Mexico. His first name's Andrew. Details on yesterday's program. And pray for him. Hopefully this morning you were praying for him that God would just send angels to protect him and bring him back, and for our eyes to open up and ask ourselves this question: what kind of nation have we become that we're leaving our fellow citizen, a Marine who fought for us? Mm-hmm. And if you go back and watch yesterday's program or listen to it, just to hear his voice, you can hear the sincerity, the honesty. I mean, this is just a good guy that took a wrong turn, that now is basically, he's not being waterboarded, but if you describe what terror would be like and those tactics, that's exactly what's happening, to the point that he was going to even take his life at some point.
Right.
And when you come back from war, one of the biggest things that cross your mind is, why am I alive? Mm-hmm. And so when you get that kind of trauma happening to you, the enemy will really mess with you. And so then you got to say, we got to pray for him. We got to pray that he gets rescued. We need to go rescue him. So go listen or watch yesterday's program. Share it with your friends. Share it on your Facebook. Don't forget to like us on Facebook. Go to VFNTV.com or Facebook.com/VFNTV and send it to your friends. Mm-hmm. Tweet it out, all that wonderful stuff. Speaking of Twitter, okay, all right. We decided to just look at it. We're just glancing at it. We kind of ignored it for a long time. Not because we don't like people who tweet. It's just another technology. You know, it's like, okay, all right. We're willing to begin to explore that and just pray for us, because it's a now word. You know, quite often, just so you know, that's why you got to go to VFNTV's Facebook if you want the post to be able to share with your friends. Because Facebook does not share every post that goes up with all of our 40,000+ listeners all the time. They pick and choose themselves. And for some reason, I would think that they wouldn't choose the one about Jesus returning or end times. I don't know why. But if you go to our Facebook, you see them all every single day. Every single day they're there. And once you like them, once you share them, you have them on your timeline. And did you see the commercial? This is a commercial of these older ladies sitting around, and you know what you call, by the way, when you post stuff in your Facebook or whatever your social community, they have this wall thing, and you put stuff on the wall. And so she just came back from a trip somewhere, and she had her friends over for a cup of tea or something. Mm-hmm. And she has all of this pictures and stuff that she experienced on her trip taped to the wall of her den, right? And her friends are, we got to find this commercial. It's hilarious.
Yeah,
even though they're not a sponsor. I think we got to show. Anyway, so we'll make it available. Find this thing and put it on the torch so everybody can see it. So her friends are sitting there and they're walking to her. Since, I just wanted to make this easy for you, so I just posted this on the wall for you. And she's, this is when I went here. This is when I went there. And so, and so her one friend stands up, which is a true friend, obviously. And she says,
tell the truth.
She says, it doesn't work this way. And she looks her straight in her friend's face and she says, I unfriend you. And then she says, it doesn't work this way.
It does not say it.
That is so funny. That is so funny, man. That was a sanguine on putting stuff on the wall.
That was you.
And a melancholy was answering.
Right.
That was you. It don't work this way. And
this
so
is wrong.
Yeah. We also will be talking about hopefully that how giving, you know, the reports are out right now that giving, being generous, is a form of healing. Think about it. There's things inside of us chemically that get released. The reports are that it relieves depression. It just, we'll talk all of these different details about it, but stress goes away. And what you think about it is what happens when you give, you're not thinking about yourself. And Jesus gave us the key to that. He gave himself for us.
Yeah.
And we'll be talking about that because he gave himself, we can give ourselves. He says, unless you deny yourself and pick up your cross and follow me, you can't have this peace we're talking about. And follow me, you can't have a part of me. And what he's saying is there's peace in Jesus, man. There's joy in him. And it's not religion. It's God who loves you, who wants to walk with you like he walked in the garden with Adam, like he walked with the disciples, like he walked with Mary. I mean, it's just he loves you. And everything else is just a farce that the enemy has put up before you. And think about this. Even in your journey of trying to discover that reality, that he's even patiently waiting for you to acknowledge him. This is what he said. You know, the book of Acts chapter 17, he writes about it. He says, everything that was made by God. And he's in everything. He's built everything. It's not built by human hands. And he said he did all this. He even picked the time that you would live and your address and all that. And this is the reason why he's done all this. I mean, think about it. The stars in the sky, the beautiful earth that we can see more of now, and just the beauty of life, the fine foods that you eat every day, and the nice summer breeze. He does all this for one thing, he said, to see if you would reach out and touch him, though he's not far from you. I mean, think about that. That's how awesome he is. And the only thing the enemy has going for him is a lie. Look at you. You're no good. God won't forgive you. That's not bad. You know, that's bad. Then all these negative stuff. And it's like, God's going, no, no, I'm holding the stars in place. I'm the breeze that just blew over you. Mm-hmm. I'm the oxygen that just came in and out of your, and the carbon monoxide that just came out of your lungs. I am the blood that moves through your veins. I am that good thought. Remember, you didn't have any good thoughts, but I'm just waiting for you to acknowledge me.
Yeah.
I mean, think how powerful that is.
Mm-hmm.
How somebody says, God doesn't love you. Think about it. He so loves you. He's patiently just waiting. Will you acknowledge me? And imagine now living your entire life. You live, you know, 40 years, 50 years, 60, 70, 80, 92 years. And all this is a reality. And you stand before his throne. What can you say at that point when your eyes are open to realize you were everywhere? I took credit for everything.
Mm.
And you were everywhere. I hoarded everything that you allowed me to have. I wouldn't give to anybody. I passed people that were starving. You know, I failed to tell people your truth when I knew. I mean, all these different things. And it's like, my goodness. You know what? You can eliminate tomorrow's regrets today by reaching out for him. So I want to encourage you today. Maybe your day was hectic. Maybe it's been hectic. Maybe you've got a hectic day ahead of you or a night. That pause and remember that. And just say, you know what? I'm living in the exact time and season and address and place and everything that's around me. In it, I can thank God because this is God's will for me. And he loves me. And he has a plan for my life. And I'm going to reach out for him. And I'm going to touch him. And he's been touching me. I just got to acknowledge that it's been his hand touching me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just think about it. I know we got listeners in other countries and all, but just talk to Americans for a moment. He allowed you to live in America for whatever season that may be. I mean, think about it. The top 1% of the world. Think about that. Even the poorest person, like we say, is richer than, in America, is richer than 70% of 7 billion folks in the world. Mm-hmm. Think about it. And he said, you know what? I'm going to let you live here. And the question is, what are we doing with it? He that's been given much, much is expected. You know, one way that you could say, you know, I'm going to do something about this. I'm going to reach out. I'll become a sponsor. I'll become a partner. I will stand up for God and country in that order and Israel. I will join Greg, Pat, and John and the whole VFN TV and daily radio program. And I will shout to the world, I acknowledge him. He exists and he is good.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Can the Bible be used in a world religion class? This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
I was recently forced to resign in New York due to teaching the Bible equally amount as I taught out of the Quran and the Vedas, and they forced me out.
Look, I mean, if you've got a curriculum that says you're supposed to teach about world religions, you should not be denied the ability to teach about Judaism or Christianity or Muslim faith, whatever it is, as long as it's projected in an equal way and in a more of a scholastic way, not from a proselytizing standpoint. Look, the fact is you can teach the Bible as a part of the curriculum as long as it's done in an objective manner. We've got great resources on our website. Go to aclj.org and look on the issue section, and there you'll see what teachers can do and cannot do in the public school classroom.
Learn more about what we do to protect your religious liberties and how you can help by visiting us online at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
Don't just go, you know, no, that's already been done. That's a finished work on the cross of Christ. And he said, but now consider their threats and enable your servant to speak your word with great what? Boldness. These guys are praying for boldness. Ain't that something? They didn't pray for protection. They didn't pray for a ticket out. They didn't pray for all this, pray against people. I mean, it's amazing when you hear the church like, that's your brother. You can't pray like that to their father against them. That he ain't gonna like that. You can't pray against the church, you know. You know, like Lecrae says, you gotta love her. She's the church, right? She's got her issues and stuff, but you can't come against the body of Christ. Saul found that out on the way to Damascus, didn't he? He found that going, and he says, why are you hurting me? Why are you coming against me? And so you say, don't consider their threats and enable your servant to speak your word with boldness. Stretch out your hand to heal and to perform signs and wonders through your name, the name of your holy servant, Jesus. And what they're saying is like, God, crank it up a notch. Isn't that awesome? It's like, yes, I love that. It's like, where'd everybody go? They ran. No, this is the time to get in and say, this is it. Crank it up, God. This is the time to fight spiritually. Fight. Preach in the name of Jesus.
You've just been listening to a moment from the VFN Dream Center. Find out more. Join the dream at vfndreamcenter.org. That's vfndreamcenter.org.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back to the program. We are going right into talking about these earthquakes taking place in Yellowstone. It is amazing. Reports are that this hurricane is the biggest
volcano.
This volcano is the biggest volcano in the world. And you can see buffalo leaving the park, leaving Yellowstone. And by the way, animals, they say, can sense things that are taking place. They just kind of sense the vibration. You know, my German Shepherd, he just kind of knows what's on, folks. It's amazing. I heard Pat Robinson with CBN say recently that, you know, he works with horses for all these years. He said, you can almost think a picture and the horse can pick it up.
Wow.
If you can actually think a picture, most people can't. But the horse just kind of just picks that up. And I was we're not going to get off on that, but it's just amazing how when you think about horses and horsepower and how God created, you can learn so much when you get back to how God created things. And but this earthquake's at Yellowstone, the reports are that there's swarming quakes. I mean, they're just happening all over the place. But they. But maybe there's no threat to the volcano they're talking about. But earthquakes that are taking place there, according to the University of Utah, and the seismograph station there reports that five small earthquakes, including those who had the magnitudes of 3.4, 2.7, 3.2, in a 20-minute time period.
Wow.
At 3 a.m. In an area 16 to 18 miles south of the hole, the big hole of it. It's like, oh my goodness, the mouth of the volcano is seeing. You know, it's amazing how we just don't really think about those things until they happen. But like we talked about, well, I've talked about recently, remember that Nebuchadnezzar was just partying and using all the things of God and not even paying attention. There's going to be no consequences for their behavior. And all of a sudden, a hand appeared on the wall. This is in your Bible. Mm-hmm. And they wrote, the hand actually appeared and it wrote on the wall. He said, you've been weighed in the balances and been found wanting. But he didn't know this was about to happen. They didn't know this was about to happen. And so we have to, you know, these things are happening. And understand, the earth cries out for Jesus' return. He says even the rocks would cry out. And understanding that, even that, he says that even the earth is in travailing. It's like travailing, like a mother's who having a child. The earth is just travailing to be able to those birthing pains, to be able to birth what's about to come. But with that, it's going to come these type of things. And so these are signs of the times. These are signs. Mm-hmm. They're coming. It's coming as we speak. But Buffalo, we're running from there. I mean, you can see right now on your screen. I mean, this is what is reported, that if this volcano goes off, according to CBN News, mm-hmm. that it's the largest. That's just a picture of one going off. That it's the largest in the world, and it would cover the entire United States with ash. And ash is the huge thing. It's not unless you're right up under. It's not the lava. It's the ash that keeps you from breathing. It's the ash that covers every square inch of your property, your stuff, your things. Mm-hmm. And the land that keeps the stuff from growing. It just instantly blankets everything. It covers the sunlight where nothing can get sun. And photosynthesis can't take place with the plant life. And so it's just a death cloud.
Mostly in the water as well, probably.
Oh, yeah. Everything. And you got to find a place to do it. And one thing maybe you'll remember. In 9/11, when the horrific tragedy took place with the Twin Towers, what you saw was ash. I mean, you saw fire and ash, and that ash was covering every square inch of everybody mm-hmm. in the ground. You saw reporters pouring water on their face, just looking for a bottle of water to pour on their face so they could breathe. They were taking their T-shirts and pulling them over their face, getting up. You can't hide from it. It was just everywhere. And that's kind of what, you know, it looks like when ash hits. I remember when Mount St. Helens went off, it closes down. Mm-hmm. Communities, it closes down cities, and this something this big, no telling what it could do. But I remember when you know, that time when God showed up in his presence in my office, and I was preparing that Sunday for a message to teach, and we've been walking out the Malachi mandate, and he basically said, for after 10 years of doing what we were doing, he says, it's finished. They didn't respond. It's time to move on with what I told you next. But it was right after that when Mount St. Helens went off. Not Mount St. Helens, but maybe it was a volcanic explosion that stopped everything, many things mm-hmm. in the world, because the ash went so high. Mm-hmm. There was a vice president stuck in different terminals, and people mm-hmm. around the world were trying to run their companies from all around. It just stopped everything.
Wow.
In those areas. And it was simultaneously when the earthquake was taking place close to in Haiti. You know, and it just started shaking. The whole earth started shaking. Mm-hmm. So now imagine the biggest one going off. I mean, you would think if that's happened then, it stopped. It just downed all the aircraft. The aircraft couldn't fly, obviously, in that area. And like 1/3 of the world area.
Wow.
I mean, and it's not a lot of area that you have a lot of air traffic. So if across the pond from Europe and America, you know, something goes up between there and stops the air traffic, that stops quite a bit. And so it's not like 1.3 billion folks are coming over from China to America every day.
Right.
Think about it. The population would increase, wouldn't it? And so it would stop air traffic. It would stop maybe crops. It would pollute water. And it was like, you know, dear God, we need to pray, dear Lord, that you would prevent this thing, that you would settle this thing down. And what happens, the one way we do that is that we repent. Believe it or not, somebody says, well, how do I get my father to stop disciplining me? It's like,
right.
Obey him? Obey him?
Yeah, I think that would work.
Is there any other way? I mean, I'm trying to continue to be and do my thing.
Right.
But he just won't stop. It's just every single time he just gets, you know, sends me to my room or, you know, or makes me do dishes or something or, and it's like, did you ever think about, was just repent? It's just like, mm-hmm. God, can you stop this tragedy from coming? And the reason why we wouldn't is because we don't understand that God's involved. There's such a narrative out there right now that people just totally disassociate God from anything that happens in life, mm-hmm. including volcanoes and hurricanes and winds and storm and lightning strikes and all these different things taking place. And it's like, well, I mean, God's not doing it. But when God pulls his hand back from creation, it just falls in on itself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's not the fact that the volcano went off that day. It's the fact for the last 99 years it did. That's God. So if God pulls his hand back, creation just goes, you know, whatever it is. I mean, ask Noah. I mean, when he pulls his hand back, when it never rained before, it begins to rain. Water begins to gush forth from the earth. And everything on the earth, except for Noah and his family and the animals that God wanted to have on the ark to start again, because in that, nobody would repent. He preached for, what, 120 years, 125 years? He's in other words, you say he preached. He talked to folks for 125 years. I mean, how many people go, you know, I've been preaching now for at least, I don't know, a year, and they're just not listening to me. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He did 125 years while he was building this boat. You know, while he was believing God, and because you answer before God. Today we talk about Noah, not because people repented, because Noah obeyed. And the narrative out is where people say, well, God's going to judge you off the basis that we didn't repent. It's like, no, he's going to judge you off not repenting, but he's not going to judge Noah off. Noah listened and obeyed God. Mm-hmm. Isn't that a crazy narrative? But it's so true. It's like, really? Yeah, that's right. Nothing's happening in Nazareth. It's like, yeah. But Jesus is still Jesus. Watch the next town. Watch what happens in the next town, right?
That's right.
So I just want to encourage you, you know, when you're hearing this news, know that God's in control. And so when you see things like what we saw with this volcano possibly taking place and these earthquakes are happening close together and men are saying, like they said about 9/11 and the Twin Towers, they go, these things can withstand fire. They can withstand a plane crash. But the truth is, this is what they said afterwards. Well, we thought it could actually withstand a fire. We thought. And the truth is, we can only withstand what God empowers us to withstand. And what we have to do is turn to God and just say, you know what? With you, God, all things are possible. We can withstand this stuff. You can hold back these earthquakes. You can hold back. And just yesterday, I know we got to go to break, but just yesterday, when I was doing something that had to do with what God told me for what's to come prophetically, I'm sitting here talking on my my telephone. I had to pull off to the side of the road because I didn't want to do that and drive down the road. And I'm looking up at the street sign, and the street sign was Madrid Lane.
Wow.
Madrid Lane. And God just downloaded into my spirit that, you know, the original, one of the original words where you could find this prophetic word, and hopefully it's a related article where Brother John Kilpatrick, Pastor John Kilpatrick out of Church of His Presence had a vision, a dream, about the Madridian fault going from and think about it. If these earthquakes are happening and that's the biggest volcano in the world, that it wouldn't take nothing for that to come to pass.
That's right.
Which, by the way, would flood out Nashville. Which, by the way, Nashville, you need to remove that temple that you're paying for.
That's right.
You're paying for that temple right there. That I forget that goddess that you have, that 40-foot goddess that you have.
Is Athenia?
Yeah, the Parthenon.
Parthenon.
Yeah, there it is.
You have a Parthenon, Nashville. Let me tell you something. You have a Parthenon. This God who holds back volcanoes and keeps you alive with from earthquakes. The ones who split the earth to swallow Korah in his rebellion. The one who's holding back that flood from flooding over Nashville. That Parthenon is offensive to God. It's offensive. Your tax money's paying for people to manage that, to sell tickets to it and have people come in and awe at it. Like a 40-foot, 70-foot, whatever. Mm-hmm. We have details on it, and you can see it on the VFN Torch, even pictures of it. And if I was Nashville, I would remove that quickly because I would say if this Madrid fault hits, like has been spoke about, then Nashville will flood and the Parthenon will flood and the no God at all, you know, of metal, painted gold, and her shields and snakes and demons around her will go down. And I prayed. I walked around that thing. I'm like, oh my goodness. I bind it. Earth split. I actually asked God to split the earth and just take this thing down. I mean, not people, but just that thing. Don't show up that day. Don't show up that day. But that thing was erected, I believe, during the World's Fair.
Wow.
And that was just, it's like, my goodness, Nashville. Church of Nashville, begin to pray that that thing would be removed, that this flood would stay back, and that this quake wouldn't hit to cause all that water, because that dam's going to break, and you're going to be flooded. This Parthenon would have, it has to go. Just has to go in the context of that. More after this break.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
If you don't have a plan to abide with the Lord, we have one for you.
Mm-hmm.
Because it'll just begin to just revitalize your prayer life. And you'll find that not only are you talking to God, but you're dialoguing with the Lord and having this documented conversation. We have a plan for you. It's at iabide.org. It's a free plan. You can request it today, and it's amazing how your life will, you'll just have peace in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just amazing when we do what God says and operate in the context of how he says do things. It's not as complicated as religion's made it out to be. And children are abiding with the Lord. Mm-hmm. I know as adults, we should be able to do that.
I want to encourage you, if you have a Christian business, you have any business, and you want to stand with us, we really want to get together with you. We love promoting those that love to stand for God, country, and Israel. And we want to give you that opportunity to do so. And we also want you, like you were talking about a little while ago, Greg, to visit some of our sponsors. These are wonderful people. I got a chance to meet all of them and meet with them and know their heart. But we have sponsors. If you need a vehicle, you can visit Glenn Parker. I mean, if you're looking to rent or buy a home, you want to talk to Mark Downey.
Mark Downey Associates. He is the man and his team.
Yeah, they're excellent. You have a great meal. You want to go visit Auntie's out in Cantonment Barbecue.
A taste of Southern soul.
There's so many wonderful places and so many great sponsors.
Her food is so good. I was sitting there having her food. I can tell you. This man came in. He's going to have his first ribs off of her smoker. And I said, I looked at him, remember? And I said, can I watch you take your first bite? Right?
Yeah.
And I turned my head and I missed his first bite. But he came back later and he says, they was good. That's Auntie's, right?
Auntie's.
Highway 29.
A taste of Southern soul. Pat, you know the great thing about all of our VFN radio listeners is that so many of them are connecting to us on Facebook. You know, we have a Facebook page. You may be listening today. You may not be aware, but we do. And you can go to facebook.com/VFNTV, or you can go to our VFNTV.com and click Facebook. Be a part. Like us. Tell your friends to like us. We're creating a virtual stadium where everyone can connect and be a part and get fresh updates on everything that happens that day on the program. Don't forget, go to VFNTV.com and click Facebook.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Well, welcome back. It is amazing to me what is taking place right now. We want to be able to tell you, the VA Medical Center, this is a report, VA Medical Center pulls curtain to hide Jesus cross and altar, June the 2nd, 2014. Yes. At the Oscar G. Johnson VA Medical Center in Iron Mountain, Michigan, officials have decided to a dedicated chapel should not be perceived as a chapel that offends someone.
Wow.
And so, as a matter of fact, I don't know, can you make this right now and put this up while I'm talking, that picture right there?
Yeah.
You got to see this.
Who's the someone they're not trying to offend?
Because
they're offending Jesus, you know?
Oh, I know. I know they are. Okay,
I'm trying to get it there.
All right. And so you see right here, you see that they have, here we go, that they have a curtain, as you can see right here. They put a curtain around it, the way you would a shower curtain around a bathtub or something of that nature. And it says, let me say this again, it's at the Oscar G. Johnson VA Medical Center in Iron Mountain, Michigan, officials have decided to a dedicated chapel should not be perceived as a chapel because it might offend someone.
Oh, my goodness.
Because the chapel is open 24/7, Director James Rice authorized staff to literally hide it. We're wondering what's wrong with VA. They're denying God. They're denying God. They're covering up Jesus. I mean, this ain't going to work. This is not going to work. They put a curtain totally around. I mean, you're looking at it right here. It's a curtain that draws around the cross. It draws around Jesus and an altar right there. The center's Facebook page tried to defend its agnostic decision by saying that the chapel displays the religious items during the scheduled chapel services on Friday and Sunday during our times. You think about it, they want to stay neutral in their religions. And it's like, what are you, what? This is so important. Understand these things. First of all, if you have a loved one that's suffering and you want to be able to pray, you want to pray to God and you want to be able to pray to the healer, Jesus Christ. And they just edited out the First Amendment right for you as a vet to be able to pray for your loved one before a cross.
Wow.
Who, by the way, if you haven't been to many of the soldiers' graves, has a cross on them.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, you know, what are we coming to? I mean, VA, we have this huge VA crisis. Things are coming down. The people have died that were on the secret list, reports are, that there's 1,000-something people that weren't even put into the system at all. The leader, of course, is gone. But this thing is, it's as Dr. Ben Carson says, this is a, and many of our Congress say, this is an inbred thing. It's inside of the system. It's not about replacing. This leader who just got replaced, he just came in. I mean,
Shinseki.
Yeah, Shinseki. This thing has been going for quite some time. And some reports are, so the reason why is because you can't fire anybody. Mm-hmm. But the thing is that that's not all VA clinics. It's not all the VA. But if that's anywhere, it needs to be rooted out
right.
in the context of that. And it's like, but if you are amputating Jesus from VA and you're amputating the chapel, I mean, it's going to fall. It's not going to stand. And it reminds me what we talked about on a previous program. About this really matters because you think about the Alinsky tactics that says, you know, find something common that you can actually organize around. And once you do that, it's easy to like pollution, he says. And then it's really easy to just jump right into political pollution and Pentagon pollution. And I told you, Christian pollution. I said that. You can go back and listen to that. If we had that segment, we could play it now. And what they call this, what agnostics and atheists and all those that are pushing this agenda across this nation, they call that pollution. They call the cross pollution and Jesus pollution. And they're covered it up. That's what they're really doing in regards to Alinsky, the way you look at it. You say, why are you bringing Alinsky up? Well, our president taught it for 4 years, according to the Chicago Tribune. He was mentored by Saul Alinsky himself. Hillary Clinton was mentored, reports are, according to the Chicago Tribune, by Saul Alinsky, and even wrote a paper that's sealed today in her graduate, whatever papers, her thesis, that's still sealed today. It's so significant. That's why it's significant. It's significant because in the end of this thing, that curtain right now is covering up a cross and it's covering up a statue and covering up an altar. The Jews and Christians are next. That's what's next. If we don't, I'm not putting fear over you. I'm just saying we can stand up and go, wait, I got it. You're trying to organize us. You're trying to polarize us. You're trying to divide us. And you're trying to get us around some common thing like healthcare. Who doesn't want everybody to be taken care of? Around pollution, global warming. Who doesn't want the air to be clean? But if your goal is to get rid of us and calling the church pollution and Christians pollution and the cross pollution, I'm telling you, you've got to see that. You can read more about this article in the VFN Torch, but I was just so shocked to be able to see that. And But that's what's happening. And wow. So at the same time VA's falling,
yeah,
being exposed for what's happening inside of it, that look what they're doing simultaneously. Simultaneously, they are actually in Iron Mountain, Michigan, the VA clinic there. They put a curtain up. I mean, look at how they had to build this curtain, how they put it up. They had to build this thing
ridiculous.
Up to cover up Jesus. Yes, that is the future of all things Jesus, all things Jews, if we don't wake up. But if we wake up, we're greater than number than any of that. This is just a small fragment, squeaking wheel. But we have to wake up. We have to wake up and say, God, we're sorry, Lord. Forgive us for being ashamed of you. Forgive us for not standing up boldly for you. Forgive us for being part of the 95% that lived their entire life and didn't tell one person about you. 95% of Christians don't lead one person to the Lord in their entire life. Statistics aren't. It's like, oh my goodness, that means we're ashamed of you. Kind of makes you wonder, don't it? It's like, okay, if you're ashamed of you here, will I still get into heaven if you're ashamed of me in the throne room? I mean, think about it.
Yeah.
And it's like, man, we got to change our doctrine then to kind of fit in to help us get into heaven. You know, it's like people are like, well, wait a minute. If I'm ashamed of him here, if I let them get away with this and cover Jesus up, cover the cross up, put a box over a cross that was a memorial to the soldiers in one of the wars on stage, put a box around the cross. They didn't want anybody to see it, offended them. You know why the cross offends folks? It's because it's authentic. It's where God met men. It's the real deal. Think about it. I mean, think about this. Does the color blue offend you? Does dirt offend you? Do the stars offend you? Does money offend you? Does Buddha offend you? Do all these different things offend you? It's like, nah, it's irrelevant, right? But the cross does. Because there's power in the cross. That's where God met us. That's when God so loved the world that he said, you know what? I'm going to come down and live as they live. I'm going to come down and live as they lived, and I'm going to experience what they've experienced. And although I am God, I will not exercise any of my Godhead, and I will walk as a man and feel their infirmities. This is why the cross offends. This is where God met man. He met us where we were on the cross, sin. He met us where we're sinful and lost and undone. And there had to be a sacrifice. The cross represents where God sacrificed his son. That's why there's a curtain around this in VA. This is why it bothers somebody who denies God. And think about it. Think about this. If they denied God, if they say that he doesn't exist, what's their issue then? Their issue is they know he exists and they're going after him, trying to, which is useless. But because he's like, if you don't believe he exists, live your life. Enjoy it while you can.
That's right.
But the fact that you would want to put a curtain around the cross proves that you know God exists and he's real and he did pay the price for sin. And all you have to do to repent from your denial of him is accepting him as the as your Lord and Savior. Quit running from every single cross thinking you got to throw a blanket over it or a curtain over it. And it's just, I mean, the eyes of heaven are watching you going, only a fool in his heart says there's no God. It's just foolish. But the whole thing is, if we don't stand up as the church, there's huge consequences coming our way. We have to stand up. Because the enemy of God's folks and the enemy of the kingdom of God, the enemy of Jesus, those held captive by Lucifer, would want nothing more than to rid their society of anything Jesus. But I got good news for you. You're listening to VFN TV and the daily radio program. We have, outside of God's divine will, no plan of turning the lights out.
That's right.
No plan at all. As long as God has us here, we're going to continue to keep the conversation light, and we're going to tell you about things like this taking place at Iron Mountain, Michigan, where they put curtains to cover up the cross and Jesus.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at vfntv.com. We'll be right back.
Yeah. In a time of great peril, the light of liberty grows dim with every passing day. Listener, your nation needs you this summer in Washington, D.C. My name is Rodney Howard Brown, and I'm inviting you to come to celebrate America, to be held at the Daughters of the American Revolution Constitution Hall for the first 3 weeks in July. Celebrate America is going to be a spiritual invasion of a Jesus kind. You, your church, your youth group, we're calling all the believers to come and be a part to help take JC to D.C. Your nation is counting on you. July the 1st through the 19th will be nightly meetings held at the DAR at 7 p.m. and then mass evangelism in the mornings on the streets. Admission, of course, is free. Come and celebrate America's heritage, the 238th birthday, the Constitution, the Founding Fathers, who acknowledged firm reliance on the protection of divine providence. The only hope for America is another great spiritual awakening. If not now, when? If not you, who? Enlist today for free at CelebrateAmericaDC.com. That is CelebrateAmericaDC.com.
Did you actually turn it like cool in here, or did you just kind of like heat? Okay, the I'm on fire today. I don't know what it is. I'm like hot.
It was the turkey.
See? Extra spice, cayenne.
Extra K-on. K-on.
K-on.
Cajun spice.
K-on. What's K-on?
Cayenne pepper. Yeah.
I've been poisoned. I've been a drone in my turkey. The K-on. That's a keeper.
That's a good one.
That's a keeper.
That's a K-on. Recipe.
K-on.
That's what K-on.
Cajun sauce.
K-on. It's a combination.
I just mixed it together. You know?
Okay. Cayenne and Cajun. That's
it's my own ingredient.
I say K-on.
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 You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. I am excited about talking to you in our next program. Make sure you catch us also in our next program. We're going to be speaking about a particular high school. This high school, this drama teacher puts on a play at Bellingham High School in Washington, I believe it is. We'll be talking about it. But you're going to be shocked. You're going to be shocked at what she did to the high school students. I mean, it's difficult to raise children in this environment. But John's about to talk to you in a moment, just a moment. But what she did in, I mean, here you are trying to raise your kids the best you can. You're fighting all this culture and what's going on and trying to help your kids be fruitful, productive, and God-fearing. And this teacher does almost just vulgar plays about sexuality and priest and having sex with kids or giving away supposedly something like a box for sex toys to students, high school students. And we're going to be showing you that video. I want to encourage you you might want to see it first before you actually allow your children to see it, but it's going to be in our next program coming up. But you got to see this. We got to respond to this because, you know, as we talk about the seven mountains quite often, that one of the mountains is education. We have to take back education. We have to say, wait a minute, what happened? Why would you do this in the school? And the mother writes this particular email saying she's shocked and she's in tears that this school award ceremony, that this kind of thing was just trash. It was just... And it's kids. And it's like we're exposing, everybody's being exposed to so much stuff that they thought that is just something. You just got to catch us in the next program. You got to be able to, and this lady is about to retire and nothing happened. She just writes a letter of apology and that's it.
Wow.
But look what they do to other folks. I mean, they fired a bus driver for calling a student a crybaby. They fired her. And this, you're going to be shocked. Make sure you join us in the next program. John?
Wow. Well, we're going to be talking about it here soon about, you know, the signs of the end of times, the signs of the end of the age. And, you know, the disciples asked Jesus, you know, what's the sign? What are the signs of your coming? What's the sign of the end of the age? And right now we are living in the end times. We're living. And yes. Jesus goes on to talk about seven things. That are signs of the end of the age. And one of them, he says, the first thing he says is, watch out that you're not deceived.
Wow.
The first thing he says, listen, there's great deception that's coming upon the land. It's here, and it's going to increase. And so the first thing that Jesus says is, don't be deceived.
Yes.
Don't be deceived.
And look at all the stuff happening.
Oh my, it's everywhere.
Yeah, it's like, hold on. If you're not abiding with God, you're deceived.
Big time. Big time. Then he goes on to say that you're going to hear things about wars and rumors of wars. I mean, think about all the military news that you're hearing alone, all the infighting, all the wars, all the civil wars that are happening all across the world.
Right.
Not just in Syria, but it's happening everywhere.
Right.
And these are going to increase, and they're going to continue to happen. This is the second sign, right? But he says, don't be alarmed. These things must come.
That's so important, isn't it?
Don't be alarmed. Yeah.
So when we talk about these things, we're not trying to alarm you. We're not trying to we're just trying to say it's correct. We're in the prophetic fulfillment of those times, and I think you're going to end with the good thing.
And pay attention.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
Of course, yes. And then he says, a third thing that's happened, that nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, nations is the word for ethnos. And you're beginning to see pieces of this happening, but it's going to happen more, where you're going to have these riots, these race riots, and all this division and all this discord and all these kingdoms. And it, you're seeing it happen, all played out right before us. Mm-hmm. And these are signs. Signs point to something, and this is pointing to the return of Jesus Christ, to the end of the age.
Right.
So it's for us to take notice and to take watch and not to you know, disregard anything. But that's why we share on VFN TV.
Right.
To inform you so you can be alert and you can be aware.
It's important for us, too, to think about that we're supposed to be on the Jesus side of the race issue.
Yes.
Which we become a new ethnos in Jesus. I mean, obviously we're diverse.
Sure.
But we're brothers and sisters in the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
One people.
The fourth thing is that famines and earthquakes will start to arise.
Oh, my goodness.
If you missed the previous program, we're just talking about volcanoes. The largest volcano is about to erupt in the world with enough ash to cover the entire United States. But the Bible says these are birth pains.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Birth pains. And so don't disregard these things. The fifth thing is that you'll be handed over to be persecuted.
Wait a minute.
That's the fifth thing.
Is that like the right version of the Bible? I mean, is that right?
This is the correct version. You'll be handed over to be persecuted, even put to death.
Well, that means your ministry must fail. I mean, you must not be a good Christian if you get persecuted, right?
Yeah, imagine that.
Mm.
Well, it's coming, and it's happening, right now. Open Doors Ministries just put out a watch list. 50 countries on this watch list where Christians are being persecuted, and number one is North Korea. It's the number one place where Christians are being persecuted. Number two is Somalia. And in 2013, it was ranked number five. Somalia has jumped up to the second most dangerous place for Christians to live because they're being persecuted. Number three is Syria. This is 2014. Last year, Syria's ranking was number 11. And it jumped up to number three. There's been 100,000 deaths in the civil war, and many Christians have been persecuted, killed, the churches have been burned down. It's horrible.
And we didn't go help them.
That's
right. And we're still not.
Right. Mm-hmm. Iraq is number four, and Afghanistan is number five. We're going to continue to share this with you on the torch because there's a complete list of 50. But what I thought was alarming, for the first time, we see a country in South America, and I believe it's the 20th. It's Colombia. Most of these countries are in North Africa, the Arab League, the Middle East, Laos, nations like that. India, Pakistan is in there as well. But for the first time in South America, Colombia, don't think it's not spreading all over the globe. Mm-hmm. It is coming, and we're seeing it in the United States as well. The number six thing is, because of the increase of wickedness, the love of many is going to grow cold.
It's going to be really tough to love. You got to really focus on your love walk, don't you?
No doubt.
You got to focus on your love walk.
So get ready. And number seven, and this is what we're looking for, and the gospel of the kingdom will be preached in the whole world.
Hey.
And then the end will come. We're talking about the seven signs of
It sounds like we're
Jesus
getting close
coming.
To his coming. I mean,
hey, get ready. We're here. You know, it is upon us.
Right.
And so these signs point to that, but, you know, we got to pay attention.
Well, that's so exciting because he says, when these things happen, look up because your redemption is coming close. You're close.
Yeah.
That these are, it's like, we don't want trouble, but trouble comes before his coming.
Mm-hmm.
You think, we wonder why, because what happens with trouble every single time? you'll notice a large group of people turn to God.
Mm-hmm.
They start looking up. When things don't work out horizontally, people look vertically.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But when they're not looking vertically, you know, they end up, you know, thinking horizontal is the answer. Mm-hmm. But when the earth starts cracking under you, when you start going through these difficult times, you know, it's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
So get ready. We really, the greatest harvest the church has ever seen is at hand. And we've been preparing for you. And God's got some good plans in store. But yeah, these seven signs.
Don't wait for the sign. Just listen. Begin to abide with Jesus. Spend time with him daily so that you can be alert on the front lines and you can be prepared for his coming.
Yeah, go to iabide.org and request a free abiding plan. We have one sitting there waiting for you right now at iabide.org. Man, these are exciting days. Make sure you catch us on our next program coming up. We're going to be talking about this teacher up in Washington who did some terrible things to her high school students and wrote a letter of apology, and nothing happened to this at all. What's happening to the education mountain? We got to begin to think you work so hard to raise your kids the best you can, and the school system's working against you. It's time for us to stand up and say no more, because this is a government by the people and for the people, and that school board works for you. Join us on the next program.
We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com. On your mobile applications, you can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless. Just talking about what, you know, God is saying and some of the things that sharing some words about a spiritual avalanche, this huge mindset. And it's just so refreshing because, you know, when you're hearing from the Lord and the things that we've heard and I've heard, is after a while, you're just thinking like, I'd like to hear about something good. You know, I mean, right. Is there something, you know, we prayed for a long time. You know, we pray for a long time, and part of one of the prayers that we were praying, you know, scripturally, is like, Lord, let us know your heart, your feelings, what you're thinking. And it came to a point, it's like, you know, I don't think I want to know this anymore, because it's just, we felt so heavy and so broken. And so I don't think I have the grace, I don't have the ability in my humanness to be able to even tap and barely to your emotions. Mm-hmm. But I can't. And then we added to the prayer that you would give us grace to be able to handle this. And he did.
Yeah.
And because we don't want to, you lose your relationship with somebody when you're not willing to feel their feelings, you know, what they're thinking and feeling and empathize with them. And so don't lose your relationship and turn it over to religion. But in the context of that, God's heart's broken over all this. Mm-hmm. And then he began to tell us that, but if you're broken over this, it's nothing wrong with you. It's a good thing. As a matter of fact, he talks about it in Ezekiel, and he literally put a sign in the sky for us after a time of 7 days of prayer and fasting. Mm-hmm. That he says, go down there, those that are broken over the situation. He's telling Ezekiel this, and put a mark on them. Put a mark on them so when this storm comes, that it won't affect them. Did he not do that? I mean, he did that. Yeah. It's like, oh my goodness, thank you, Lord. And literally
it's
put
in
a
sky.
It was in the sign in the heavens about mm-hmm. it. And so if you're God's, and not if you say you're God's, understand that. Not if somebody tells you that you're God's, God's with apostrophe S, you know, you're possessive, that you are God's son or daughter, is that you know you're God's. You know what I'm saying? You're not like, I guess my pastor told me I'm saved. You know, I don't know. This is prophet that told me I have a call on my life. And like, no, dude, you know Jesus. You know what I'm saying? You made him the Lord of your life. You hang out with him, not because you have to, because you desperately want to. You want to be able to spend time with him and know what he's thinking and all. And so you want to make that decision. If you haven't yet, we have a way to be able to help you do that at meetmyfather.org. Meetmyfather.org.
There is a level of grace about to be poured out that is striking. It's
It's awesome. It's going to come to sinners and awaken them when they're not looking. Are you hearing me? They're not going to be looking. It's going to get prodigals when the prodigals don't even know they want to go home. They're going to wake up one day and decide, I'm ready to go home. Sinners who don't believe are going to wake up and say, I believe. Atheists are going to have some light turned on inside of them. God is about to give us mega grace, and the mega grace will produce mega power and mega conversions and mega outpourings and mega breakthroughs and mega gifts of the Spirit. And I don't know how to measure that. I just know God says it's coming.